Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 8. The wilderness and the desert will be glad. The wasteland of the Arabah will rejoice and blossom like a crocus. It will bloom lavishly, and there will be great joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. It will be excellent like Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make the shaky knees steady. Do not be afraid. Look, your God will come with vengeance. With God's own retribution, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unplugged. The crippled will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will sing for joy. Waters will flow in the wilderness, and streams in the wasteland. The burning sand will become a pool, and in the thirsty ground there will be a spring of water. There will be grass, reeds, and rushes where the haunts of jackals once lay. A highway will be there, a road that will be called the Holy Way. The impure will not walk there. It will be reserved for those who walk in that holy way. The Great Heart Superbloom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever seen a place that looks super green, like a giant forest? The Smoky Mountains are like that. So many greens, it looks like someone used every crayon in the box. If you go to a place like Zion National Park, you'll see tons of browns and tans, still beautiful, just different. But then there's Death Valley. Most of the time, it looks dry, empty, and kind of plain. It's like the world's biggest nothing-to-see-here desert. But something amazing happens once in a while. When it finally gets enough rain, everything changes. Suddenly, colorful flowers pop up everywhere, yellow, orange, purple, pink, like the desert got a giant surprise party. This is called a super bloom. Sometimes our lives feel a little like that dry desert. We might feel sad, lonely, or worried, like our hearts don't have much color in them. But Jesus changes everything. The Bible says he's our living water, which means he refreshes our hearts just like rain refreshes a desert. In the book of Isaiah, it talks about things Jesus did. He made blind people see, deaf people hear, and people who couldn't walk get up and move again. But Jesus didn't just fix bodies. He made a way for us to get to heaven, a special road for God's people, called the Holy Way. We weren't always on that road. We were stuck in our sin desert with no way out. But God didn't leave us there. The Holy Spirit used God's word and baptism to plant faith inside us, like tiny seeds that bloom into beautiful flowers. Because of Jesus, we can walk with God now, and someday we'll go to heaven, a place where sadness runs away and joy and happiness chase us down. May God help our faith grow and bloom forever. Amen. We pray to our Savior. Jesus, thank you for being our living water. You make our hearts come alive like a big, beautiful superbloom. Help us remember that all our joy and faith come from you. Thank you for saving us and redeeming us. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.